Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. I'll tell you what, there are some topics that really wind me up, and this might be one of them, because as I talk about something specific, I just have like so many side thoughts attacking me, and so many things that I feel like, oh my god, but I have to mention that as well, and I feel like this is gonna be one of those topics. So if you're here listening to this, I'm sorry if I go like off the route, maybe a bit too much. I'll try to stay on track. I'll try to keep some structure here, to have some structure here in the first place. And today, the topic that I want to talk about is the importance of showing up to sell courses. The importance of actually getting out there and potentially getting out of your comfort zone to get to a place where your courses can make successful sales. Now, before I go any further, I have to say that obviously this will depend highly on your exact strategy and where you are in your business right now. But if you are in the position where, for example, you have well-established one-on-one practice and you want to take that experience into online world and create an online course, then you want to listen to this episode. You want to think about the things that will come along with creating an online course that you have to be aware of, you will need to do. Now, a side note, yes, you can sell online courses in many different ways, and there are also people who choose to, for example, invest in ads to make the course sales. Or you might be focusing, or you might already have well-established search engine optimization, so SEO strategy, your website, your blog is being found on Google all the time, you have a lot of traffic. If that's the place you're coming from, showing up per se might not be as important. But if you have this good one-on-one rapport and your clients love you and you know that you're doing an amazing job and now you just want to scale that into the online world, but in this online space, you don't really have much to rely on just yet. You might not have a mailing list, you might not have Instagram, you might not have any followers anywhere, or you have a few, you know, you're just getting started, then this episode will be for you. I want to take a rather typical client sample as the base for this podcast, so I have an easy reference material. And most of my clients come from this specific background that I just described, where they have had, like, they have really great client base, right? They do amazing job, they are very charismatic, they really provide the solutions, they're very driven to do what they do, they love their work. And at the end of the day, this is just the next step to get into the online world, potentially start selling courses, group coaching programs, memberships, and so on. But the missing piece, the missing link here between the experience they have and actually successfully selling online courses is that part where you are being recognizable online. Where when people hear your name, see your name on Instagram, or receive your emails, they know who you are, they know what you're all about. And this might seem like a lot. This might seem a lot to deal with, a lot to think about, and it's definitely not like a quick fix or an easy thing to do. But ultimately, I believe that if you want to have that strong online presence, you want to be a thought leader of your niche, you want to have recognizable, highly successful online courses, you have to show up. You have to be present in the online space. And the more you want to achieve, the more, especially in the beginning phases, you have to be ready to do. It's important to recognize that the more you're gonna do this online presence thing, the whole ordeal, the easier it's gonna get. And there will be a point where it will either be a natural thing to do, or you will have established enough systems and maybe support assistance and so on, that it will really be a simple thing, right? But it can be overwhelming and it can be challenging if you are just getting started all on your own and there just seem to be so many things to do. So I kind of want to establish that importance of showing up and give you some ideas how you can make it a part of your kind of life, at least the daily work life. So when it comes to showing up to sell online courses, it's important that you have online presence where people have the reference material. So your potential students have the reference material about you. If I'm Googling your name right now, or if I'm going to Instagram to find you right now, what it is that I'm gonna find? What is the information that I see that makes me trust you? If I look at your Instagram profile, for example, and it doesn't matter if you're posting every day, you're posting once a week or once a month. Yes, that's another like discussion how much you should be posting and so on. But let's say you're posting just once weekly and you're thinking like, this might not be enough. You know, maybe people don't really see my posts or whatever is the case. Currently, we're not talking about like growing on Instagram per se. We're talking specifically using Instagram as like almost your portfolio. Portfolio in terms of what it is that you know, what it is that you're talking about. So if I'm Googling your name, if I'm finding your name on Instagram, when I look at your profile, what can I get from it? Can I understand what it is that you are all about? Can I see what are the core things that you could be teaching me in your course? Can I understand what is your specific area of expertise? Now, when it comes to Instagram, many people are overwhelmed, and I often use the term many people, I just noticed. I will have to start thinking about that. So when it comes to Instagram, it can be very overwhelming because of the algorithm, because of the numbers. You create a post and then it gets like one or two likes and you're like, why am I even doing this? But it's not about the numbers. It's not about like having the like most high converting posts per se. We are talking specifically about giving that insight in what you know. Do you give that insight right now? Are the posts on your Instagram profile valuable? If somebody looks at them, do they understand what it is that you're all about? Now, the same can go for many other things, but I also want to touch on Instagram stories. And this is somewhat a recent experience of mine as well. So for a while, I was really down when it comes to like showing up on Instagram and everything. It was just like really overwhelming and not something I wanted to do. In fact, like for the bigger part of this year, I barely did anything on Instagram. But there is one important aspect here. So even if you don't post regularly, even if you don't like doing reels, you don't love maybe making video content, which is perfectly fine, you still should have regular stories of some kind that introduce your audience to what it is that you do and how they can like just learn more about you. And now, if any social media managers are listening to me, they probably will slightly hate what I'm saying, but it doesn't matter what it is that you're posting. Because the reason for this right now is that when somebody sees your Instagram, they must know that you are active, that you are an active business owner. And just having a website, just having a post like that was once posted a month ago, does not cut it, okay? If I go to your Instagram, I need to see a story that you have posted in the past like 12 to 24 hours to know that you're actually at home on the other side of your laptop currently working, okay? And obviously, I don't mean it like directly, but that is like the train of thought here. So showing up online, and especially showing up on Instagram is important for many different reasons. And I will probably be talking specifically about Instagram a lot more, but I want to still like bring the point back to the fact itself of you being there, sharing the value, giving your audience an insight in what it is that you can provide. As for the stories, yes, I want to make sure that you're active, you're still working. It's not like I will go buy your course and the course will be outdated like 3 years ago. And it's also possible to have like highly successful courses that last like 4 years and you don't have to like change anything. But these days, with how often things change, people will still expect the updates. They will still expect to see fresh information. And if you have like reference somewhere on your website or something that like this year in 2020, I did this or that, go change it. We want to see updates. And I see this mistake a lot, that people just dismiss these time references and it makes all that you do seem outdated. As soon as I see that you haven't been online for a while, that you haven't posted stories, I don't think that your business is active anymore. There are so many people who have left their businesses, especially on Instagram. They had successful profile, they were doing their thing, and now the last post they had was like a year or two ago. Most of them don't have any activity anymore, even though they still have their websites, they still have their courses and so on. But nobody will purchase something without having that feeling that there's an actual real person, currently active person on the other side. Because if I buy and I need a refund, or if I buy and I have problems logging in, I need for you to be there to help me if that's the case. Now, obviously, all of this showing up and Instagram and posting and stories and everything, it's not only about Instagram. Now, all of this showing up deal, obviously, it's not only about Instagram. It's important that you show up. It's important that your audience sees you, that they notice who you are, what you do. And this can be done in many ways beyond Instagram. But another one I want to specifically talk about is email marketing. And email marketing plus Instagram is kind of the key launch strategy I'm always referencing as well. If you're interested in learning more about specifically how to launch and how to prepare these channels for launching, you will find all of these details inside the Savvy Offer Hub membership. You will find the details about that below in the description with all the links and everything. When it comes to email marketing, we also want to not only have a mailing list and grow that mailing list, we want to make sure that you are showing up for that list, that you actually do the work every week, ideally. I would say like weekly emails is like the minimum you should go for. You're showing up, you're reminding your audience about who you are and giving the value. So just like it is with Instagram, and actually when it comes to like content strategy, it really can be connected. Like I also often just post my, basically I take the posts from Instagram and send them to my mailing list. I do expand them a bit more and usually make them a bit more personal than they are on Instagram. But generally you don't have to always generate like new content for everything and for all of your channels. But it's important, just like what it is with Instagram, it's important that you're showing up. It's important that people see you. And when they will hear your name, they will know who you are. And when it comes to email marketing, you cannot let it go until the moment you have your launch. It's not a matter of like, you'll just grow your list and as you're launching, you will start sending them emails. No, you have to show up. You have to be active. You have to talk with your audience. Establishing community, building community, actually creating these connections is what makes most of the businesses thrive. Okay, do not dismiss that as something that maybe only big businesses do, or you have to wait for like your first 200 people on your list before you start sending emails. No, your list will grow and thrive just like anything else if you show up. Now let's talk about how to actually get into the whole ordeal. So You know what you have to do. You maybe have like Instagram account started, but you're not really posting. You maybe started growing your list, but you're not really sending emails. You have to have a plan for that. You have to actually get into the action of doing it right now. If you're thinking about launching an online course at any point, 3 months, 6 months, year, doesn't matter. You have to make sure that you are being known online, especially if that will be your key source of the traffic. As you create your course, just creating a link that you post on Instagram story and then hoping for the sales will not really cut it. So if that was your strategy, I can tell you right away, it will just not work. Now, when it comes to actually getting into it, what I usually suggest to my clients is to have a very clear plan. First of all, recognize what is the way that you generate content and how you show up the way that you love the most. So which is your preferred way of doing it? Some people will love writing, some people will love video recording, some people will love creating the graphics. You know, whatever it is, Find a way that is the most fun for you. I used to love writing blog posts. Well, I kind of still do. But for me, the blog post was like the key source of all of the content. And from there, I was creating all kinds of different things. Now, I often start with Instagram posts. And then from Instagram posts, I create other types of posts. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You just have to find what works for you. If you want to write, it doesn't mean that you must sit in front of the camera and record videos. Yes, videos is a big thing of marketing these days, but as long as you actually show up in one way or another, you can make it work. Then, as you have figured out what might be that starting point for you, you want to have a clear plan on how you're actually gonna move forward, and having a schedule for that can be helpful. I know many of my clients are very busy in their day-to-day lives, and when I tell them, oh, you should show up on Instagram, it just doesn't work that way. Week by week passes and you end up just never really doing that because you never had time. So what I would do is choose two main channels where you want to show up. And as I mentioned, for me, it's mostly Instagram and email marketing, but it might also be something else. Maybe your audience is on LinkedIn or you have an active Facebook group, whatever is the case. Choose the channels you want to show up. Set the time in your calendar. So for example, every Wednesday, you're going to be sending out an email. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you're going to be doing at least one story. Every Friday, you're going to be doing at least one Instagram post. All of that might seem overwhelming, but as you start working on it from one piece of content, everything will be a lot easier. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, is there a shortcut? Can I, you know, skip it in one way or another, please. I really don't want to do that. Yes, I mean, there are always other ways, and there are people also successfully selling courses without social media presence, without email marketing, and so on. But in most cases, it will require big budget, first of all, for things like ads. That is like kind of the most bulletproof way to go. When it comes to like ad strategies and so on, I'm not even going to go into all of that thing right now. But if that's the path you want to go, you can definitely try it out as well. If you are thinking about ads, be aware that ads also don't work in the simplest way possible these days. It doesn't mean that you'll just invest a few thousand and people will come. There is still a strategy behind creating ads, and if you're clueless about what to do about that, I definitely would suggest hiring someone to get that work done for you. My main suggestion is to find what works for you when it comes to showing up and do it regularly. That can be the first thing you really commit to doing regularly, and from there on, you can build on top of that. If you want to sell your courses organically, if you want to be the type of person who shows up online and sells through the online presence, you have to get started. If people already love you, if your clients love you in real life and they're not in the online space just yet, in the online world, you're starting somewhat from zero. Yes, you can bring all of your existing clients there, you can make sure that you make these connections, that they support you along the way. But ultimately, there, nobody knows you. And in the online world, you have unlimited potential to reach anyone. Just imagine how many people are on Instagram alone. You can reach so many new people. You can help so many new people. And I absolutely believe that you can do that. But you have to start showing up. If you want some support and accountability along the way, make sure to join us in Savvy Offer Hub membership. Below, you will find all of the details, links, and all the other relevant information. That's it from me for this time. I hope I inspired you to take those first steps if that's where you're at and if that's something you're considering. If you do need any feedback or support, definitely reach out to me. And if you have any feedback for me about the episode, let me know as well. That's it for me for this time, and I'll see you in the next episode.